This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Today it is to come to you live and direct from the University of Mary's all-new Lumen Vitae Center. Light. It is the University Center. It's the new hub of the campus, and it is state-of-the-art. It is amazing. We, of course, talked with Monsignor Shea on this program, Jerome Rector, when this was announced. We described it, you know, see the pictures, but it's nothing like walking in. I'm actually right now coming to you from the Crow's Nest Campus Restaurant, which was provided through a gift from Steve and Eileen Shields, from Shields, as an example. It's just phenomenal. It's state-of-the-art. It is a social hub for the students in the community. Big weekend out here because there is a celebration, ribbon-cutting and grand opening celebration that will happen this afternoon at 4:30. A public open house tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So everybody, come on out and see it, and I sure hope you do. I really do. We'll be telling you about that as we go throughout the program. I also think about the students walking the halls of this university and this new facility, and for that matter, your sons and daughters, students at every university and every school in this country right now. And I tell you, I don't know. I have such a strange set of emotions on the heels of the visit of President Trump, because I think anybody that was part of it, you know, lined the motorcade, waved at him, excited that he was coming, glad that he was here, heard the message, actually blessed to have one of the 700 tickets that was there and hear what he talked about, and to think about what tax reform could mean in a Reagan-esque-like incredible renaissance of our economy. How do you not get excited about that? How do you not see the possibilities in that? Even if you politically disagree with the president, how do you not root for a stronger economy, right? And then everywhere I just see this poison. It's just poison. I don't understand it. A friend of mine last night said, "Did you see Stephen Colbert after the Trump visit?" I said, I probably watched Stephen Colbert maybe twice in my life. I was on his show one time, actually. I'm ashamed to admit.
What?
We got to find
that.
There's got to be a YouTube clip of that.
Back in the Comedy Central days or CBS?
It was the Comedy Central days.
That was a better show then.
He was doing his little segment, and I was at the Democratic convention in Boston. It would have been 2004. So it would have been when John Kerry was the Democratic nominee against George W. Bush, and we were covering the Democratic convention, and I was there. And he invited him on the show to come on, and he said, "I'll do it, but can we film it for the show? We want to use it on our show." I said, "Sure." So I'm interviewing him, but he's doing a segment for his show, and it was a funny little deal where he was, you know, making fun of talk show hosts and conservative talk show hosts and whatever. It was fine. I was a good sport, but I totally forgot actually about that till I just said it. I bet you could find that, and we'd have a good laugh over that.
Trying for that right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. But I was on. It would have been summer of 2004. Anyway, I don't watch it, and it isn't because, you know, whatever the content. It's just I don't have time to listen to somebody tell jokes. I honestly don't. If I watch any television, it's very short little snippets of news shows. Mainly, I can't miss Point of View because Chris Berg is our friend and a regular contributor to What's on Your Mind, and I'm able to be on there once in a while, and it's local, you know, so I catch that. But otherwise, I just don't. Anyway, I thought, okay, well, I'll go see what he's talking about that made his blood boil. And pretty soon, my blood was boiling. And then I'm like, why? What is this poison? What is this poison towards? Now, I know, and I'd like to actually ask some of our seasoned audience members to give us their perspective on this, because very often, in the moment, it feels like it's way worse than it is. And in the grand sweep of history, really, it isn't that big a deal. And I remember all the things said about George W. Bush, especially after the close election in 2000, and he was a bumbling idiot, and they call him everything. It's just part of the culture that Republicans are going to be absolutely, I mean, brutalized, okay? That's just a game. That's the media thing. It's the liberals, you know, establishment plays that pretty well. And, you know, some Democrats obviously take their hits when they mess up as well. And Anthony Weiner here or there, Al Gore, I guess, kind of stepped in a little bit when, you know, Hillary Clinton, terrible campaign, whatever. But there's not that vitriol. I don't feel from conservatives and Republicans there's this vitriol back. But I'm telling you that I don't like the poison right now in this country. I really don't. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how you get things done doing it. I think you just got to keep your head down. And Donald Trump's obviously decided he's going to be a bit of a deal maker to get some things done. Chris Berg is going to join us later in the show, host of Point of View, and I had a conversation this morning. He said, Scott, Donald Trump's done. The Republican Party's done. I'm like, what? He's like, no, here, listen to me. Donald Trump loves adoration more than anything, even more than winning, and he will, if he does some deals with Democrats, get a lot of adoration, he'll like that. That'll lead to Republicans losing the House and the Senate, the Democrats taking control, impeaching him. I'm like, oh my gosh. I can't get my mind around that level of negativity. I think the exact opposite. I hear him on the stage talking to real Americans. For crying out loud, he's in North Dakota. All right? Not exactly the epicenter of the United States. I happen to believe the best state in the Union, but, you know, and he is celebrating us, okay? He is talking to real people. He's going out to, you know, the middle of what most of the political establishment thinks is the Hickville middle of nowhere and making his case just like he did in the election about tax reform, which will fundamentally make the future for the kids in these halls and the kids in every university, every school in this country have a significantly better future. That's what we should be focused on. I think he's going to get it done. I really do. I think they've found their footing on how to do these things. Health care was clunky, and the Congress led with it. The president's leading with tax reform. I think they're going to get it done. They get it done. Folks, we may have 4% growth in this country, not 3% that we have right now. We get to 4% growth, you're going to have a time not unlike after the contract with America when the deficit went away, and pretty soon the debt is chipping away, and the amount of prosperity and manufacturing and the jobs that come back will be unbelievable. And I'm just unable to understand how Republicans and Democrats alike would want that. That not be a partisan thing. And it really feels like it's as bad as it ever has been. And it feels like it's ugly. And you can't even turn on your television set. Am I missing it? Am I off base? I'd really like to get your take on this. 258-0550-701-258-0550, or you can call us toll-free at 800-228-0550. Todd loves it when you text him. In fact, he wins the text count every day on this program, ladies and gentlemen. We have this little contest.
I love the adoration, just like President Trump.
Is that what it is? He's got the adoration thing going on. See,
yeah.
And you're feeding it, people, just so you know, because two-thirds of the texts that come into this program go right to the Todd Mitchell text machine. And I am a paltry one-third of those.
Oh, whatever.
My theory is he has an easier number to remember, which is 226-8503. Mine is.
We've also been giving it for like 2 years longer than you've been giving yours, so it's the burden in number.
Yeah. I have the 367-2054. So text us. We love hearing from you. We're going to talk
especially if you've already found the Scott Henn and Stephen Colbert clip, because I can't find that.
Somebody has it.
So I've got prizes for the first person who can text me that.
I'm trying to remember 2004, so I would have probably been right around the 350 range. So I would look like somebody completely different. And I probably had like a big green blazer, because I had that, you know, like two blazers to choose from, you know? Couldn't find one that would.
I don't know if that tops the talk show that set Rush Limbaugh and Joy Behar on a date. That, you know, you and Colbert on the same show is probably a very close second to that one, but.
You know, he's a talented guy. I just wish he would not think he has to be vitriolic, ridiculous, over-the-top mean to the President of the United States. And here's what set me off, and I'm going to play it so you can say, Scott, you're overreacting. It's not that big a deal. Because maybe I am. I don't know. I'm willing to take your counsel. But I what set me off was, I thought one of the highlights of the president's address the other day was how he talked about his daughter. okay? And his daughter coming on the stage and him telling the story that she said, hey, Dad, no, she actually said, Daddy, can I go along? I mean, like, as a dad of two daughters, I'm, like, literally choking up over that, okay? And look, I'm there. I'm seeing it. It looked very authentic to me. Sounded very authentic to me. I think it was totally impromptu, okay? And then to hear Stephen Colbert mock it, make fun of it, and the sick and twisted things I've heard in other places as a result of it. You know, like there was a sexual innuendo there or what? What? Where do you come up with this stuff? That's what I'm saying. That level of unhealthy hate, I don't get. I really don't. I don't. And I'd love to find a way out of it.
An innuendo on that one? No.
That isn't even innuendo. That's just saying it what it is, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's sick. It's just sick. Anyway, I don't want to give him any more credit than they do, but I do want you to hear it and see if I'm judging any correctly. Lots of other stuff to get to. We'll catch up with Harold Hamm about tax reform and how that might happen. We'll talk about the Senate race in North Dakota, who the candidate that might be and who should win that race, and much more. Come on, don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Why did Energy Transfer Partners sue Greenpeace, Earth Justice, and other groups over the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? We asked that question of Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners.
This lawsuit is an investment in our future. We've got to send a message. You can't do this. Let's go back and look at what this really was. What it really was a big money raise. It was a big con job to spread false lies to go get sympathizers to contribute money, thinking they're helping some kind of green cause. And it was nothing more than a big scam to raise money. And they raised a lot of money. And what your state took on is unprecedented. And the way you guys handled it is unprecedented. I've never seen anything more impressive than this law enforcement reaction to these bad actors that were in your state. And we feel like it's our duty to now say, wait a minute, this is not over. You think it's over. You've moved to the next pipeline project, but it's not over. You may not be defeated by us, but you're going to have fits trying not to be.
Kelsey Warren of the recently filed lawsuit and another edition of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
I'm going to be telling you about the new Lumen Vitae Center here at the University of Mary. Open house. It is for the public tomorrow, 10 until 2. You want to be here. Free food at their new 24/7 dining hall, which is really, really rare to have 24/7 dining and have this facility open. So, really looking forward to hearing about that. on the program. We're brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City. And speaking of the University of Mary, we're going to be chatting a little later on about that Watford City campus and that beautiful new Rough Rider Center. Oh, is that nice. Michael Raber's going to stop by and tell us a little bit about what's happening this year at the facility. But the folks in Watford City have an incredible deal for our listeners only. And it is some of the finest hotel and motel facilities in Watford City offering their best deal plus another 10% off when you mention the Best of the West special. And there's nothing like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. And the places to stay and see and eat in Watford City are just phenomenal. So please take me up on this. Just spend a weekend up there. Come up during the week. Pick a day, and you'll love it. Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, and the Mainstay Suites all in on this deal. Plus, you get a coupon book with freebies, including the water park at the all-new Rough Rider Center. So, Best of the West. Great deal. Watford City, they're not the same. I'm telling you, they're a whole lot better. All right. In a minute, I want to play Stephen Colbert here for you and get your take on this, and then we'll tackle other things in the news today and welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. But first, the first of a few of our guests from the University of Mary joining us today. Brenda Nagel's here. She's the new Director of Public Affairs at the University of Mary. Brenda, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
Good to see you. I can't even believe what I'm seeing in this Lumen Vitae Center. It's phenomenal. Would you describe what this is?
This is nothing short of simply amazing. It's beautiful. It is not overdone. The students are going to love it. Anyone who visits the campus is just going to be in awe over the space that we have created here.
The second I walked in, I wanted to just plop down in a chair. I mean, it feels like home. It's comfy.
It absolutely feels like home with the living room and the crow's nest as a new dining center. And, you know, the community of the University of Mary wanted to really create a heart of the campus. And that really becomes a reality today with the ribbon cutting of the Lumen Vitae University Center. We've got many dignitaries on campus this afternoon. We're super excited about that. But it's important to understand what Lumen Vitae means, light of life. And so how appropriate to create this space that is known as light of life for our students and any of the visitors that will join the University of Mary community. So this University Center, Scott, it's state-of-the-art, as you are seeing. It's out here, and it is fun. It is going to be the social hub for our students. I want to tell you a little bit something, Scott, about some things happening tomorrow, if I may.
Please, yeah, the open house for folks, right?
Absolutely. So the public is welcome to come out to the University of Mary campus tomorrow from 10 to 2 to explore the entire Lumen Vitae University Center and enjoy complimentary food and refreshments. Prior to that, the entire teaching faculty of the University of Mary School of Health Sciences is going to speak at 9 o'clock in the Founders Hall tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. They are going to tell us about their profound pilgrimage of grace to Eichstätt, Germany,
wow,
and Lourdes, France. Scott, they took place, they spent days in service to the sick and disabled pilgrims over there, and it's just an amazing experience. So
I've heard,
and listen.
I've heard that story. I've read that story. But from others, to hear it from, you know, the community themselves and be able to hear that firsthand will really be neat. So that's at 9 a.m.
That's at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning in the Founders Hall. Come out and see the new Founders Hall, listen to the folks that went on that pilgrimage, and then join us from 10 to 2 for the open house.
Free food will be served, too.
Free food.
I don't know. Last time I checked, that's kind of a cool deal.
And it's great food.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Brenda.
Thank you very much.
Brenda Nagel, Director of Public Affairs, University of Mary. Some calls waiting. I'm going to get to you guys first, and then I'll come back to the Ivanka thing here that I've been promising. So let's go to Fred in Newburg. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Paul in Minot, you're on deck. Fred, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey. Yeah, good thing. Two quick things there about this, the taxes and lowering the taxes.
Hey, Fred, hang on one second here. I'm having a heck of a time hearing Fred. Todd, are you hearing him okay?
Yeah.
You're hearing him okay. I don't know why it's
so
weird. Anyway, go ahead, Fred. I'll turn my volume up to hear you better. Go ahead.
Okay, I think a lot of this thing with the taxes, it just comes down to class warfare again. When Obama was president, I heard him interviewed, and they asked him about a lowering taxes. He said, no, the rich need to be taxed more and corporations need to be taxed more. And then this was a very astute reporter. he asked him, well, it's sort of been proven that by lowering tax rates, it actually brings more money into the coffers of the government, thereby having more money for social programs and other things. And they said, so if you believe that premise, then would you support that? And his answer was, no, even if that were true, I wouldn't, because it's just a matter of fairness. And so that whole thing is just stupid to me.
Yeah, and then, who was answering the questions, Fred? Who was the source there?
It was President. I don't remember who was asking the questions, but it was President Obama that said, no, even if that would bring more money in, I wouldn't do it because it's a matter of fairness that they need to be taxed more.
Yeah, and here's the deal: we know that to be ridiculous. We know it to be the media will never change. They're never going to report
no.
that issue fairly. It's just it's baked into the cake. It's sort of like, you know, race baiting and Republicans are racist. They're just always going to have that connotation. My suggestion on that, Fred, is we win that argument. By that I mean a small business owner like yours truly and yourself. And farmers and ranchers and folks in the oil field, real people have to just continue to push back against that ridiculous argument. And we have to do it forcefully through this entire tax reform debate because it is a powerful weapon they deploy, and it works very often. It's worked since 1986 in stopping it.
Right.
So, you're dead on right, but just keep fighting it. Don't lament
the fact
that. Yeah,
that's what we have to do. And one more thing, when you've got these guys like Colbert, and they make these sexual innuendo things and these terrible jokes. Well, if you look at the book of Proverbs in the Bible, there's a verse that says, a fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth deserves a beating. And I might be old school here, but I think guys like that need to get punched right in the face.
You take that one on for me, would you? I
would like to, because I'm sick of that crap. You know what I mean?
Well,
I think we got to get back some civility, and it ain't going to happen unless these guys get punched right in the mouth and told to smart up.
Yeah, I'm never going to advocate that. I'm not, but I do think verbally they ought to get punched, right?
I know you guys can't advocate that, but that's why I'm doing it for you.
All right, good talking to you. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to
all right, thank
Paul.
You.
Yeah, good call again, John. Appreciate it. Paul in Minot, give me your best 45 seconds here ahead of the break. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Sure. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Todd. Are your ducks in line?
Yes, my ducks are in a Paul brought me some rubber ducks, and we're just sitting there yakking, and I put them all in a line, and he said, I got your ducks in a row.
Yeah, he actually told that story in a Facebook Live tour of his office we did this week on the
That's right.
On our Facebook page, so which, by the way, is now up to 2,200 views. Did you see that? Todd's office. Paul, hang on. We'll let you finish on the other side of the break. Others behind you. And
the world
has
officially gotten bored.
This
my office gets that much of a view. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
On What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. I'm giddy over this new Lumen Vitae Center. I'm giddy. I can't even believe it. Now, I'm not saying this to brag, okay? Trust me on this one thing. I'm not saying this to brag, but our daughter, Hannah, is a freshman at Yale. And I've been to the Yale campus one time with her when she was deciding whether or not to go there. As God is my witness, her second choice was the University of Mary. And she decided, because she had the opportunity, she was going to go to Yale. But in touring Yale, I saw nothing like this. Nothing like this. They don't have 24/7 dining. At Yale, they have a little grill in each of the colleges that opens up like at 11 and shuts down at 1. But they don't have 24/7 dining. You know, I mean, so and just the hominess of this and the feel, it's really incredible. So it's an exciting time for the University of Mary, and we are excited to be here on location. Another one of our guests coming up, but I got to finish with my friend Paul here and find out what he called us to say, because Todd and I got sidetracked with his ducks in a row because it's a long story, but it's a figure of speech, but Todd now has the figure of speech in his office of actual ducks in a row, thanks to Paul. But anyway, Paul, what's on your mind?
Okay, just a couple quick notes. I think Chris Berg is actually wrong. I believe Trump, he's a winner. He always has been a winner. And he's going to look at the midterm elections and find out the people that's going to support him and help them get elected so that he can get his vision pushed through. I really think he's going to do it, really, really be successful at it. So he's a deal maker. You know, he doesn't like, you know, losing. So he's going to find a way to get his agenda going. So I'm behind him 100%. So
appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Paul. The best. Good to hear from you. Joe in Fargo, let's get your thoughts in here this morning on what's on your mind.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Well, I just wanted to quick say that I'm a 14-year veteran in the Army, currently still serving in Fargo. And I missed the opportunity to go to Mandan to see the president. I was really hoping I could, but I'm also a full-time student at North Dakota State University, so I wasn't able to see his address in the city.
Yeah, no, I hear you. My son is actually a senior at UND and a Trump fan, and I asked him, would you like to go? And he said, I got too much homework. So it's, you know. And it's a whole day and everything else. And, you know, the governor told us yesterday, we played this clip of our conversation with Governor Burgum, judging by the request to his office alone, he was convinced Donald Trump's visit would have filled the Fargo Dome with people that wanted to go. And
oh,
you know,
yeah.
The president started the address out there this week apologizing, saying, I wish we could have more people. It was wonderful to see the people on the motorcade, but this is a policy address. And the only way I can explain this doesn't really make any sense to those of us in the real world. But, you know, a president will do a rally where he's got a big crowd and rah, 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 and he'll do a policy address. And a policy address, it really has goals that are separate from where he's at. We're sort of the window dressing, the backdrop, if you will. But he's doing it to convince Congress. He's doing it to get media attention. And in those venues, you can't necessarily do a big, huge event. But I bet he'll come back just because both he and Ivanka, according to the governor and first lady, could not stop talking about the crowd and the kindness and the signs and everything was here. So it definitely touched him. There's no doubt about that.
No, I'm just really proud to serve in the military.
Well, we're proud of you. I'm sorry I lost our connection, Joe, but we're proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. I love your show, and I'm all for supporting the president. I think he's doing wonderful regardless of every media outlet that's been attacking him left and right nonstop. So.
Well, the more you callers crush it, the more I'm just going to blow off Stephen Colbert and forget what he says about the president. Maybe I should. Because it's not bugging you like it's bugging me. Interesting. I appreciate it. 800-228-0550. More of your calls in a moment on What's on Your Mind. Our next guest from the University of Mary is the student body president, for crying out loud. I don't know how many student body presidents I've ever interviewed, but Jenny Say, who is from Napa, California, is here. Jenny, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Nice to see you. Are you just a few short months into your tenure as university student body president?
Yeah, I just got elected in March, and this is a very exciting time for the university. I'm a senior now, and this was my first time walking into the Lumen Vitae University Center, and I am so excited for all the incoming students that are coming, and even my peers that are seniors right now, to come in and witness the vision that that our leaders at the University of Mary have made into reality. This is more than I could have ever imagined. We only just saw pictures for the past few years. As a freshman senator 3 years ago, we were told of the 2030 vision and all these things that were kind of vague and a little bit like, okay, like, I hope this turns out, and it seems like a very far, intangible thing. And here I am, like, sitting in this chair with you in this phenomenal restaurant that we have at the University of Mary. And wow, I honestly am just blown away and very excited for all the people that get to be a part of the University of Mary at this very pivotal time.
I was blown away, and I'm just a talk show host, right? I don't have the blessing of being a student here, and just thought, I saw the pictures too. You know, we had the announcement, we talked about it, but actually being in here, it's to me, just blows your mind. It's incredible. It really is. I mean, it's a student union, some people would call them, right? Or, you know, a campus center, you know, at some places. But it's really a hub. And of course, in the brilliance of all the great leadership of the University of Mary, it's called the Lumen Vitae Center, meaning the light of life. So here is the light of life right here in the middle of campus, you know.
Absolutely.
And to have students gather and be able to take advantage of all these amenities, it's just, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it just serves as a central hub for all of us to be in community. I mean, as a freshman, we lived in five different dorms as freshman women. And now we have one dorm for all the freshman women. And I actually worked as an RA in that hall last year. And just the amount of community that came out from all the women living in one dorm was incredible. I loved that environment. And now I can't even imagine the amount of community that will happen from having a campus-like community center. And now North and South Campus aren't these two separate places. We have this one place where we all eat together, have meetings together, have activities together. And I can just see this whole year being a big year for us students and the growth of our university.
Jenny, enjoy every moment.
Yeah, I will.
It's good to see you, and thanks for being a great ambassador for the University of Mary.
All right. Yeah, and I just wanted to extend the invitation again to the grand opening open house tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here at the University of Mary for all families and everyone from town is welcome to come see the Lumen Vitae University Center.
Please do, folks. You got to see this. And again, Jenny's a student here, and she's seeing it for the first time today. This is brand new to everybody. It's an exciting time. So come on and you'll sense the excitement the second you walk in the door. You know, it really is phenomenal. Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Student body president at the University of Mary. More of our conversation with our friends from the University of Mary throughout the program. Now, let's go back to the phones, and Phil in Sydney, Montana is next at 800-228-0550. How's things in Sydney today, Phil?
Oh, not too bad. I'm from Stanley originally, just down here working. I guess the only thing I got to say is that, you know, that Stephen Colbert fella, it's not like he even writes his own darn jokes. You know, he's got a fleet of writers that no one ever talks about, and that's all they do is they come up with quick hits and jabs, and it's all just that snarky, sarcastic, and quite demeaningful kind of stuff. And I personally myself, I just never give him the time of day. It's not worth my time to even hear what he has to say because they just assume the points between the coasts don't exist. You know, if you're in a flyover country,
Hold that thought, because that's one approach, and it's probably the better approach. But I want you to listen to this, and then we'll talk about the best way to react to it. So, Todd, go ahead and roll the. This is the president on the stage, and the moment that was made fun of by Stephen Colbert. So first, the actual moment, unedited. Here we go.
Sometimes they'll say, you know, he can't be that bad a guy. Look at Ivanka. Now, come on up, honey. She's so good. She wanted to make the trip. She said, Dad, can I go with you? She actually said, Daddy, can I go with you? I like that, right? Daddy, can I go with you? I said, yes, you can. Where are you going? North Dakota. I said, oh, I like North Dakota. Hi, honey.
Hi, North Dakota. We love this state, so it's always a pleasure to be back here. You treated us very, very well in November and have continued to, so we like sharing the love back. Thank you.
And she means it, believe me.
Anybody hear anything that was not 100% authentic in that? I didn't. Now listen to Stephen Colbert. Listen to his...
The most awkward moment, and for Trump, that's a pretty high bar, was when he brought up Ivanka.
Sometimes they'll say, you know, he can't be that bad a guy. Look at Ivanka. Now, come on up, honey. She's so good. She wanted to make the trip. She said, Dad, can I go with you? She actually said, Daddy, can I go with you? I like that, right? Daddy, can I go with you? I said, yes, you can.
Not weird at all. Trump's advisors call him Daddy. Sean Spicer was actually the one who started it.
And, of course, the look on his face is unbelievable. Now, so, Phil, one approach is yours. Hey, he's a jerk. He's always been. He's got writers. Who cares? It doesn't matter. To me, there is a cancer in that, in that way of thinking, that you can take a moment as genuine as a dad having love for his daughter and bringing her up and use that as a political point. That's sickness. That's not right.
Exactly. Well, that is their political play. They don't have anything else to go on because obviously their candidate, well, I don't know, what's she even doing these days? I haven't heard any. She got a book? What's she going to sell, about 14 copies of that?
Well, there's a
they don't have anything to go on, so they have to use this, the media has such a profound impact on everybody, and the Democrats only seem to use that for evil, I'm trying to bite my tongue here. They're just, I don't know. They're not genuine.
You're right. You're right. You've nailed it. But my only point is, Phil, to let that just go unanswered. There's a lot of people that watch Stephen Colbert who have a twisted view of Donald Trump because of watching him. I don't like letting that go unanswered because I think there's a danger in future generations. There's a lot of kids in campuses like this that watch him. I just think there needs to be a better approach at taking on that sickness. That's all. Appreciate the call, though. Thank you.
Like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing how to recognize drug use in your employees.
Each drug category has different things that you can see specifically how they physically affect the body. Some of the general things to watch for would maybe be behavioral issues. That say you've got somebody that used to be, you know, an all-star worker, and now they're late for work, they're missing work, they're handing in substandard work. Just major changes in behavior like that. Maybe they've got something going on in their personal life, or maybe now they're starting to get injured at work, and there's no other explanation for it.
Prepare your employees to identify signs of drug use by enrolling them in the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Learn more at www.ndsc.org. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
So tomorrow, I am, I got a date with a firearm, as a matter of fact. Yeah, Bill's Gun Shop, Fargo, is having their fall firearm shooting festival. And tomorrow, if you bring a donation to the Great Plains Food Bank, you get free range and firearm rental. Is that pretty cool or what? I can't decide what to shoot, so I picked out one handgun and one AR-15. It's up on the Facebook page right now. Todd, could you do me a favor and share that? Because I need some guidance on which one to shoot tomorrow. It actually starts today, In fact, it just got underway. They just opened the doors for this. It goes today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Bill's Gun Shop is, if you haven't been there, it's an unbelievable location. I think there are 26 lanes in there, an incredible gun selection, like 2,000 guns and 1,000 on display, and phenomenal. So, anyway, it is at 1040 35th Street North. It'd be about I-29.
An either-or deal. You know, well, there are people who own more than one, Scott. I mean,
true, yeah.
Believe it or not.
But I just need a little help. The budget can only afford one. So
You've been on the Stephen Colbert show. What do you mean budget can only afford one?
No pay, nothing, not a Zippo.
Well, I know you didn't get paid from there, but
yeah. They didn't vault me to fame.
It made you famous, though.
No, it didn't actually.
Louis Black was on that show with you?
I forgot that, yeah. Bill's Gun Shop is 12th Avenue North and I-29, just south of the truck stop there, okay? You'll find it. Another one of our University of Mary guests, and then more of your calls coming up on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. You can call us also at 701-258-0550. Text Todd, 367-2054. 226-8503. There's our numbers. Either one. Take your pick. Katrina Gallick is here, and Katrina is making a return appearance to the What's on Your Mind program. Katrina, nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
She is a senior here at the University of Mary. She's also a full-time employee, media associate. And you may remember her as a good friend of Vice President Mike Pence, being on the stage as part of the University of Mary's incredible opportunity to lead the March for Life last March, which was an incredible day, and it was a fun, wonderful opportunity to be a part of that and be a little fly on the wall for the whole thing. So good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you as well.
So you're a senior. You get one more year as a senior enjoying the all-new Lumen Vitae Center. We're here. I've been gushing about it, but I don't know if I've really gone through enough of the amenities. What should people know about what's here?
Well, the options for students are really incredible, and they far exceed my own expectations. We have 24/7 dining, which is continuing here in a beautiful, brand-new campus restaurant. In this dining center, there's also the only G8 station in North Dakota, and a G8 station is a food station dedicated to taking out the top 8 allergens, top 8 common allergens. So it's very, very safe for people who have common allergies, and it's the only one in North Dakota. We have a health clinic right here on campus, as well as a bank for students, and a beautiful campus living room, as well as a grotto for students to come and pray and spend some time in meditation. A beautiful stateroom for events and for bringing on sponsors to campus.
Explain the grotto, and for folks that might not be familiar with the origins of the shrine here. I know you made a trip to the grotto, but talk a little bit about what it is.
So a grotto is, I think grotto, if I'm not mistaken, literally means cave. And so it's a cave dedicated to Mary, who is our patroness. And so it's a beautiful spot to come and to pray and to meditate. And there is a very similar one in Lourdes, France. And I had the opportunity as a student to travel to Lourdes and to go to that grotto. And now that grotto is coming here. We have the same dedication is coming to campus, which is really beautiful to see that come full circle.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal when you think about the opportunities you get as a student at the University of Mary. I just talked about two with Katrina on the stage with the Vice President of the United States on the Mall in Washington, D.C., heading up the historic March on Life, the biggest, march on Washington every year, and to Lourdes, and now to be part of this facility. It's good to be you, right?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's good to be the University of Mary. A lot going on. Thank you, Katrina.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend. Don't forget the open house so you can see all of us as well tomorrow, 10 until 2, and that presentation at 9 is something I would not miss if I were you. So, University of Mary. We're touring today with some friends of the university, some donors that are here today. There's also, obviously, faculty able to see this, and current students and alumni. And so, if you're in that category, come on out and join the fun today at the University of Mary. Otherwise, tomorrow, 10 until 3. I didn't hear Stephen Colbert, by the way, make fun of Bernie Sanders. But this is an interesting point about Bernie Sanders and the whole Hillary Clinton thing. And listen to what he said about sort of the debate about Hillary now and the book and about where the party's going. And roll Bernie for me.
A 9-second clip?
That's how long it is. It's not long. Yep, it's in the stack.
Hmm. I don't have a 9-second one.
All right, I'll let you and Rev work that out while I talk to Gary and Sturgis. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Gary?
Well, I was kind of impressed the other day when I saw the live satellite video feed from CNBC and the Foxy News Channel feed of the presidential address there in Mandan at the refinery there. I didn't know. I was through there once 40, 50 years ago, and it wasn't aware that there was a refinery there. And
pretty amazing, the Endeavor refinery now, formerly the Tesoro refinery, but it was a good vantage point that went all across the United States, all across the globe, from right there in Mandan, North Dakota. Great day for North Dakota. Been a great week. Lots of fun. Thanks, Gary. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.